Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Steve is on vacation. Brittany's filling in.
Yeah.
What up? We're having so much fun.
Too much fun.
So we're getting so many nice emails about you, too.
All right, that's enough. Let's get to the news.
Oh,
let's get to the entertainment.
With the false modesty. Whatever. You're special. All right, here's the news.
Yeah. Hit me with it.
Amazon spent...
What?
Nearly a half a billion with a B, dollars on their first season of their Lord of the Rings TV series.
Whoa!
I mean, what?
You guys, something just opened up in my heart.
Are you a fan?
Well, I'm a fan of fantasy. Like, I love Game of Thrones. I've read all the books, all the stuff. But, like, if it's done well, Grant's got a face.
Go on, keep going.
No. And it's done well, and it sounds like they're doing it well. I'm ready to be engulfed by another world.
Okay, $465 million is the number. That's just for season one. They plan on doing five seasons. This show better be a success.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking. Is part of me, part of me, and this is going to seem sinister, but Amazon gets everything because they've got all the money, right? So, and I love Lord. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
Never seen it.
Yes, I've seen them, but I'm not a huge fan, but I understand how huge they are. So I'm not going to take away from how big of a franchise Lord of the Rings is.
Yeah.
And I understand how for Lord of the Rings fans, this is a great start and I hope it's a great show for them. But part of me wants to see Amazon finally, like, you know, everybody always invests in something, right? And sometimes it never works out, but it seems like it always works out for Amazon.
So. Listen, you go on Amazon Prime, Mr. Grant.
Yes.
They've got a lot of failures on there.
That's true.
They have a lot of terrible Amazon Prime original TV shows and series and movies.
Well, and Jeff Bezos is, you know, worth, what, $198 billion? So what's $465 million?
He's doing okay.
He's doing all right. They're doing okay.
I guess the Game of Thrones only cost like, what, $100 million per season, I believe.
Even the last season, that is very interesting.
And that's what they're piggybacking off of, right? Is the success of that is hoping that this series type of,
I think this is going to be, because Amazon Prime has had shows with some success, but I think they are still waiting for, HBO seems to just knock them out of the park left and right with their original series. I think they are banking that this is going to be that for them.
I have questions.
Yes.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings, so I don't even know what it's about. Is there a ring involved?
Yes.
Okay.
Short answer, yes.
Is there a lord involved?
I mean, that could be debatable. The idea of Lord of the Rings is all these different... If you're a fan of fantasy, you've got these kind of go-to, like, elves, goblins, things like that, where you they kind of feed into those already... I don't want to say stereotypes, because that sounds wrong, but those already strongholds, those characters that you kind of know. And the idea is that the strongest person... In this story, they rely on is a hobbit. And a hobbit is by no means like all that magical. It's kind of like friendship rules because the hobbit has to bring this ring to Mordor.
Question?
In the back, yes, okay. Donna.
Hi. First time, long time.
Yep.
What is a hobbit?
Oh, hobbit are like these little, they're not like, I want to say they're about like...
Rabbits?
A fourth the size of a human-esque. They live a pretty lovely long life in a harmonious hobbit world. They're just kind of known as like chill people.
Would it be bad to say elf?
Yeah, it'd be really bad because there are elves in this world.
That's what I thought.
And
okay.
They are vicious. They're good at archery. They're so they have their different roles. And hobbits are kind of known for not really being a part of the story normally. And in this world that they wrote... Tolkien wrote, it was the idea that we're relying on a hobbit to save the whole world. The
smallest character. I love it.
And yes, again, Donna in the back.
Hi. Just quick question. If I've never seen any of the movies, do you think it's possible for me to jump on board for this series? I'll hang up and listen.
Yep, not a problem. thanks again for calling. Love your support. I would say yes, because they're going to make sure they do it in a way where you don't have to be. I think they're going to give you a lot of Easter eggs.
Yeah.
They'll give you Easter eggs if you know the whole story. But if you don't, they're going to make it where the story and the script is going to be singular to the series.
I'm going
to
watch it.
Yeah, that would be isolating way too many people spending that much money to not do it. Kind of like Cobra Kai, where if you watch Cobra Kai, you didn't really have to watch the movies recently to get the backstory.
Right, because they kind of fill in some of the blanks for you if you forgot.
And I'm sure they'll do a great job at that.
Okay. All right. I'm going to check it out.
Okay, good. Because I really thought
something
I had
different.
I thought I had to sell you on it and start reading quotes from the book, and it would have gone awry.
Well, I don't plan to read the book.
No, you're fine.
Should I watch the first Lord of the Rings?
I think you'll get more out of it, but you know what you should do is just relax, get excited about the series, watch some of the series, and maybe if you're done with the first season, then you'll be excited enough to go back and watch the movie.
I love it. That is very helpful.
Well
Thank
done.
You so much.
You're so welcome. I played you like a puppet. Some would say I kind of played you like the way the producers play The Bachelor.
Oh, tell me about this.
Okay, so we're not all shocked by the fact that this is an overproduced show, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, it gets a little even weirder than we thought it did. If you remember Pilot Pete, Peter Weber, was one of the Bachelors.
Yeah, he's cute.
He did an interview with Bustle saying that it was very, very, very produced, to the point even where they would hold up their phone saying the word kiss, you know, like a light up thing that would say kiss.
See, I hate that.
And so that's why he's like, I think everybody gets a bad rap on The Bachelor, especially if you're The Bachelor, is that... you kiss everybody, and it's like, well, they're kind of queued up. And a lot of this stuff you have to keep in mind, they have to go through entrances like 5 times. So if somebody, if you almost feel like it's in this so produced, it's almost scripted feel.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says reality. Now kiss, you know, with or whatever, you're going to feel like, okay, now listen, what Michelle, Rochelle, Rachel, whatever your name is, like, we're going to kiss now. They said that there was also a lot of help with names everywhere. If they're on a date with that person, they have their names written on everything for The Bachelor, on big signs and boards.
Can you imagine boggling all those names in the beginning? Rochelle, Ashley,
No. Okay, so just to remind him who he's with.
So, like, they'll have, you know,
why don't they just wear name tags?
Like, well, because it's a show that's supposed to be based on romance. But, my name is on your sequins dress.
That would be awesome. It would be funny. I wouldn't lie if they started doing stuff like that just to make it funny.
Or they could subtly make them all wear like name necklaces.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
See, I also think they should just go ahead and normalize not knowing their name and watching them struggle. Like, I would watch that. Like,
that's what I'm
saying. Hey, baby girl.
Right.
He finds another girl to introduce her to. Hey, this is my friend Ashley. You know?
Funny.
Hey, did you meet... this one?
Waiting for the name.
It's kind of like guys when they call, just they can't remember someone's name. They're just like, hey, buddy.
I know.
What's up, buddy?
Like, I say butt all the time.
Everybody's on to that. Yeah, I know, buddy.
I say butt all the time. That's my problem. Not bud, for reasons buddy. Of not remembering, but I say, hey, bud, hey, buddy. That's just something I've said my whole life. I don't know.
You're such a jock.
I used to coach wrestling for 8 years. That probably could be it, too.
I can so see Grant on the ground be like, all right, buddy, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
Grab their thorax to their...
Yes.
Oh,
that's the move, the thorax.
The old thorax throw.
Do you think anybody is surprised by the fact that it's so produced? I mean, again, I watched Unreal, so I always assume this is all bull crap. And then when I hear people get so invested in the contestants, I'm like, yeah, but you know she's only doing that because they want her producer, who's in charge of her, there's probably a little game going on behind the scenes, needs to win.
I think this is what my theory with The Bachelor is. I'm pretty bored with The Bachelor. I've watched so many seasons. I think they should just show it all. I think that we should even see how often that they have to sit there in a room by themselves with alcohol. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see all the things. I want to see how they're not allowed to watch Netflix. I want to see how, like, they have to, you know, sit and wait for things. Like,
Big Brother has their 24/7 on CBS. Well, now it's Paramount Plus, but you can do that with Big Brother. They have access for their fans to their cameras 24/7. You can go ahead and watch. You kind of get spoiler alerts. That's the problem with it, but it's fun because you see some juicy stuff.
So show me the whole interviews. You know, when they're coaching them and trying to get them to say things. How interesting would that be if it's like you're watching this producer trying to like you know,
yeah,
goat them into a certain answer. Like, I think that's more interesting at this point.
I think they can make it like a Survivor kind of game.
Yeah.
Like, which producer is going to win? Because that is the game that they're playing. They're trying to get their contestants to do the things that will get them more screen time, give more clout to yeah. the producer. Oh, my gosh.
I love this. Like, break through that fourth wall to the point where yes, it's queen. Like, let's not pretend they're here for love. Like,
they've got
let's
a sports,
do this.
All the producers have a sports book in the back where they're all just got the names up and odds.
Yes,
and
totally.
Everything.
Leaderboards. Yes, all of it.
I love that.
Oh, we got to go. I've only said that 5-6 times today.
Oh,
we gotta go.
We gotta go.
But it's we do.
Great transition.
Yeah, thank you. Things have gotten so boring. How boring have they? I will tell you, according to a new study, when we come right back on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany is in. You're my buddy.
Yahoo for school.
Yeah, we're going to study.
Studies have shown that the microbial.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Okay, so apparently things have gotten so boring that the highlight of our week is now
what?
Includes doing laundry.
No.
Yes.
This weekend I did laundry and it was my big hurdle and I was so proud of myself.
I hate it so much.
Let's be clear though. You and I and Grant can agree doing laundry is not the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it away. I'll do laundry all day. I'll push buttons, dump stuff and other stuff. Sure.
Right. I don't want to fold it. And then mm-hmm. once it's folded, I'm like, all right, I'll let it sit there for
yeah.
a week.
Me
before
too.
I put it away.
Me too.
I'll go looking for clothes in the laundry basket.
Oh, me too. Yes. I'm doing it right now. Every morning I have a pack.
I'm like, I need underwear. Where are they?
I have my socks, my underwear, and then my undershirts all lined up so I can just go and take it right from the top. I haven't even put it away.
Do you know that there are people in our reality that will do laundry and put it away all in one day?
No. Who are these people?
I don't know them personally.
They're kicked off the island.
Yes. Yeah.
Bye.
Heard that they can get it all knocked out in one day. That's what blows my mind. Me and my husband, we want little people. We want more laundry. Aww. And I can't imagine.
Oh.
I can't imagine you add double the human and I heard these little people are soups dirty.
Oh, the little people, by the way, they are the ones who create all the... Oh, you think things are bad now.
I do.
You're right. It's going to quadruple.
Yes.
They make messes on their stuff.
Ugh.
Even like when they get to that older age, you know, like when they're in that mid-teen, right before teenage age, they change like 4 or 5 times a day because they don't know what they want to wear. And then they put it in the laundry basket and it's not actually dirty. But then who gets... do you remember those days?
Or do you remember that middle ground of like preteen when you aren't wearing deodorant yet, but you probably should be? Like that's a pretty gross stage too.
Very gross stage, yes. My mom would ask me like, did you really wear this? Because I didn't see you wear this. Do I have to wash this again? You know? Like,
yeah, I don't even want to think about boys and things.
I don't want to think about boys ever.
Boys
but
are gross.
So gross. Mm-hmm.
There's extra socks in the laundry.
Donna, I quit.
No, you can't.
I don't get paid enough
those
for this.
My mom just would, she would leave that one solo sock on the bed for shame.
I was trying to convey, boy moms are probably the most resilient humans ever. Mm-hmm. I can't
either. Why are you guys so gross?
You brought it up.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no, I meant Grant.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
I can't speak for all men, but I think part laziness, I don't know, embarrassment. Part of it's embarrassment. I don't know.
I'm going to move on.
Yes, please.
Exercising is the highlight of people's weeks. 47% of people in this survey said that's their highlight.
Yeah.
Taking a walk is number two. Grocery shopping, which I don't think I've done in about 2 months. I hate grocery shopping. Hey,
so tell her what you do, Donna.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do?
I don't know. What do I
do? When you go to the grocery store, you have a goal, don't you? You set a timer, right?
Oh, I kind of do. But that's usually because my dog's in the car. I try not to do that in the summer. Yeah, don't yell at me.
We know. It's like that perfect. There is a perfect weather.
Yes.
Where, like, my Murphy loves to come along, and I'll just let him Smurf sit in the car.
Yeah, because they just want an adventure.
They want to get out of the house. Yes. Yeah, I bring mine, too. And if it's hot, I'll just keep the car windows up, AC on. And if we're not dumb about it. I get what you're saying.
Never. But that's why I set a timer. And because I don't want to be there either.
Yeah.
And it forces my hand. It's like, I don't need to go down every aisle. I can't believe people go down every aisle.
Donna's, like, supermarket sweet.
That's what I'm saying. You should see her. She's 7 minutes in and out. Bam.
I would love that. She's got her track suit.
Totally.
She's like hydrating.
I'm stretching.
She's right hydrating before she goes. Yeah, she's got her routine all set. She's screaming, out of the way, people.
I hate it. And I know people who go, like Rumi, go several times a week.
I'm like, why? I go twice probably a week. And that's me planning food. So it's
And you have another person that you're considering.
Don't remind me.
I know, right?
And that boy eats normal amount of food.
Boys eat so much.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It's wild. And when we first got married, I was like, even portions, whatever he eats, I'll eat. And then all of a sudden I was like,
20 pounds up.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that's a lesson you need to
learn.
Which was fine. I looked great. I had boobs for once. It was nice.
Oh, lucky.
Normalize weight gain. It's lovely.
There you go. It happens to all of us. Watching a favorite TV show, watching a movie. These are the things. That's how boring things have gotten. These are the highlights of our week. Filling the gas tank.
In nice weather, when it first starts turning nice weather in Minnesota.
Brittany, no.
I'll do like lunges and sing and like have a good time doing the gas.
Yeah.
When it's the first nice weather where you're not like painfully outside, you're like, hey, it's not so bad out here.
Yeah.
I think I'll stretch.
I think I'll watch this weird TV show they got at the gas station here.
Bobby and Steve's.
Tell me some fun fact.
I love it. It's a Money Monday, you guys. When we come back, we'll have some money news. We'll share some tips.
You know, sometimes the hardest part about going to the gym is literally going to the gym. That's where the Y comes in. When you become a YMCA of the North member, you get free access to Virtual Y, 5 to 6 live streams daily on fitness, well-being, cooking, and more. Plus, if you join by April 30th, you'll get $0 enrollment and a free personal training session, too. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany's in.
Yeah.
We'll attempt this segment. Why not?
Come on now, let's talk some money.
Good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So.
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Hi, I'm Steve Patterson. It is. That's my name. And I've got money tips for you because everyone knows I'm good with money. I've got some really good summer saving tips.
Okay.
Because it's getting warmer. I'm already in the summer mindset, so don't try to talk me out of it.
Okay.
It says, number one, turn off the AC, bro.
What?
So do that. Turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Why would it be on? It's 34 degrees.
I mean, not right now. Hey, in this world, we are prepping for summer saving plan.
Okay.
Cook outside. I'm Steve. I like smoking or whatever he does.
Yeah, he smokes meats.
Malonovich here.
Yep.
That's a great hobby. super interesting.
You know, I know a lot of people who only cook outside in the summer.
I love it. I love it because also, like, it feels like we're teaming up more. There's like a divide and conquer that it really forces that
I like that. Yeah. That's not the case for me when I'm cooking outside, but I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
I might have to have you talk to Lily about that.
Something about it. I mean, it's like, it's so funny because if it's outside, it's more manly. I don't know why. And my husband has his brush that he aggressively attacks. And like, it's like, all right, cool. Like, if that's what you need to be in a different location for you to feel more involved, sure.
She's not lying. There is something to be said there. We have our utensils and our ways, that's for sure.
Okay, can I interject?
Of course you can. I would love that for us.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Is it like camping? Is it like unga bunga?
I think it's
me kill.
Because I think it brings us back. Honestly, for me, it's like kind of bringing me back to the days of like what my dad did. So like I remember watching my dad and he would bring me out there and it would be like, this is what this. It's sad as it is like that was kind of the role that he taught me to do a little bit. So I think that I kind of relive that a little bit, even though I don't have a little guy with me. Maybe my dog's out there. But when I do have a little one, would you call them little ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Little people.
Little people.
Little humans.
Humans with me when I have one. I'm sure I'll take him out there or her. And
it's wild, too, because we've got a big old George Foreman in the winter and we'll make meat on there. And I'm like, Justin, this is great. And he's like, not the same. And so maybe open flame has to be involved.
Yes.
Maybe there's that.
Guys love fire.
They love fire.
Yes. What is up with that?
That goes to the man cave roots there. That goes all the way back to the caveman roots.
Bunga bunga.
Yeah. And it's always that guy around the fireplace too that's like way too involved in the fire pit.
Always
like,
poking it.
I know,
putting too much and they don't even know how to make a fire and they're just making a mess.
They talk about the fire. They have like critiques about the fire.
But they built one in Boy Scouts like 30 years ago, but they still don't know how to do it. Right.
Really frustrating.
Log cabin, not teepee. Let your laundry dry outside. I will never do this, but that's a tip to save money. I will never do this because our laundry is on the second floor, and the idea of carrying it to a second location is just not going to happen.
You need a clothesline.
Indoors? Out my window?
No, like, you do?
We have one in our basement, in our where our laundry's in our basement. So the person before us put one of those, like, it's from the 80s. It's built into the cement wall, and you pull it across, and it hooks the other end. It's got
four have lines. It in your basement.
In my basement.
No,
clothesline
we're talking
in my
about
basement.
Fresh air outside.
Oh, yeah.
It smells so good that way.
I know it does.
When I was growing up, so until I was 24 years old, we never, ever, ever owned a dryer. Ever.
My mom was the same way. She loved the clothesline outside.
Okay, so did your mom frantically call you if it was going to rain
and stuff?
Yes,
she did.
Did she?
Yes, she did.
Because that's all I can imagine.
Take the clothes in, quick.
My mom was a teacher, and there was times she had to go into school on days we'd have off, and even then she would call on her break and be like, switch the laundry. And so now I have this image of like, what if it was outside?
Right.
The panic that would ensue.
And the clothespins, and there'd be like a huge load, and I'm like, I don't want to.
Okay, I have a question. This might be dumb. Is clothespins the ones that have the little metal thing on it? Or why do I imagine it's like not a
There's two kinds.
Okay.
There's a clip clothespin, and then just the stick clothespin.
And how do you make the sticky work?
You just pressure. Put it around the rope and then it's almost like a paper clip.
So you can't. You can never do it. It's impossible.
No, you do it.
Nope.
Yes. Pretty.
Nuh-uh.
It works.
Pretty.
It works.
I won't even look at you now.
Look at me. Come on. I can't.
I always come crawling back. Take advantage of extended evenings, unless you're Donna and you're avoiding everybody at 9 in your neighborhood.
I'm avoiding them at 6.
Get off my lawn.
She's set.
I eat dinner at 5.
Yeah. So once she's got dinner that's sitting in her tummy, she's donezo.
I'm not going anywhere. Don't ring my doorbell.
So they say to do the opposite of Donna and enjoy the outside because then you won't be using electronics.
True.
Yeah.
I like that.
Replace if you're going to turn your AC on, go ahead, replace your AC filters. I guess that helps. I don't know.
I don't have an AC filter I'm supposed to be changing?
It's in your furnace. You have a filter in your furnace.
It goes, that's for everything.
Everything, yep.
Okay, good to know.
Oh, good. She just runs out. So there
Airflow goes through there.
Those are your hot summer tips. And now Steve can't use it when it actually turns summer sunny.
Yep, we'll tell him, been there, done that.
All right, you know they say no good deed goes unpunished. Well, this Connecticut teacher found out the hard way. And this is a heads up. If you gave a giant, did a charity drive or tried to raise money for a charity during COVID times.
Yeah.
You've got to pay the taxes on them. This Connecticut teacher was very concerned about raising money for families that were impacted by COVID-19. He raised more than $40,000. And he thought to himself, great, live my life. All of a sudden, IRS contacted him saying, no, you're going to have to pay taxes on there. They say that the tax bill for him is going to be about $16,000.
Wait, why? I don't get it.
So he raised money on some start.
He
on
raised
some fund,
money, but not for himself. Yes. It's not income.
Correct. And so it looks like it was received income from like a GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they're saying that that's looked up as taxable income.
If he would declare it an LLC that's a nonprofit and something like that, I think he could possibly get around it. But I don't think he did. Therefore.
Yeah. So now they're saying they're working on it. They're just trying to figure it out. They're trying to take it slow, he says, and make sure his ducks are in a row and do it right. They're hoping that he doesn't have to pay. But that's one of those things where I would never have thought about it.
No.
I'm still blown away by that because it's not income for him. He's not claiming that money as his
own. But he probably set up the account, the GoFundMe, under his name so people could donate to it. And then he distributed it. I'm guessing, I may be wrong, funds. And since it's tied to him and not tied to a specific person, it's going to, until he, I would imagine.
You make it like a 501c or whatever.
Exactly. Something where they can avoid that type of penalty from the IRS. He would then have to pay those taxes.
It's kind of the idea that he's not technically a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So on the face, it looks like he just raised $40,000 and took it. Did he give it out? Yes. But since he's not technically a nonprofit, it's considered taxable income. Of course, they're working to fight it. They're going to work on probably getting him all up in an LLC or a nonprofit or what was it? But as of right now, he's like, gulp? What?
Oh my gosh. That's really useful information.
Yeah. So don't do anything good for anyone.
It will backfire.
That's my big, I just saved you $16,000.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My last story is going to save you a lot of money, but it's also a little depressing. The government is warning that if you have kids or dogs, don't buy a Peloton treadmill.
I heard this story. This is actually very tragic.
So the treadmill is kind of this open design that it's like a big tread in a big circle.
Yeah.
And they have said that there's at least been 39 incidents of animals or kids getting hurt from this open-ended treadmill, including one death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're very expensive. Go ahead and avoid buying them. That's my big money saver.
We put our dogs on the treadmill all the time.
Yeah, but the mechanism on this one has a little bit. It's the idea of the Peloton one. Yeah, it's like more of that open tread.
Oh, so they can kind of get caught underneath or get
all
caught.
All sorts of places.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so tragic. And also, now this is just the treadmill that we're talking about, not the bike. Do you guys remember? It's a good reminder that if you have a treadmill or something like that, to keep it in a separate room. If you've got little, you know, toddlers and whatnot. I don't know if you remember this story, but was it Mike Tyson's child died because of a piece of equipment like that?
Really?
Yeah, let me just see. It was quite some time ago. His daughter died in a hanging accident. Sorry, I didn't mean to get real dark.
No, I mean,
it was on a home treadmill because of the cord. You know, the cord that you pull to make it stop?
Oh, yeah.
Somehow, she hung herself on a cord that was dangling from the treadmill in his home in Phoenix. And just horrible. I mean, yikes. She wasn't seven. She was younger than seven, for sure. But yeah, this is serious. But I honestly, I don't think it's a flaw on the treadmill.
No.
Yeah, it's just a terrible,
it's dangerous equipment.
Terrible that you, accident.
Yeah, you just, you know, just like anything, any type of equipment, whether it's a tractor, mower, it's a treadmill, anything that can harm, you've got, you know, there, you just got to keep an, you don't have to watch your kids every 2 seconds, but, you know, keep them in a locked up area, shut a door, you know, just don't let them, you got to keep an eye on certain things, you know.
It's so tragic. Oh my gosh.
Well, I've got another money saving one.
Yeah, give us something good. Something good.
And we can talk crap about Steve, which we all love since he's not here to defend himself.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. 39, the unhealthiest Starbucks drinks you can order. So if you're like somebody who may have put creamer in their drink and not known for years of their life that that's calories, because duh.
Right.
Not like that bugged me listening to that at all. I love him for that. But I'll give you the top three biggest calorie counts. We've got coming in number three, pumpkin spice latte.
So delicious.
It's about 380 calories for the grande.
No.
Yeah, it's not great. Pumpkin spice is getting hit hard, mostly because I think they have to put a lot of sugar in pumpkin spice, because pumpkin flavor, by the way, is not normally that
sweet,
exciting for the palate. Yes, right. Sweet would be the perfect way of saying it. Pumpkin spice frappuccino, that has 450 calories. And the number one offender of the Starbucks highest calorie count eating drinks, salted caramel mocha.
Oh, so good.
Coming in at almost 500 calories, 470. Coming in swinging to ruin your morning. Salted.
That's
caramel.
A lot just for a beverage.
Yeah, but
that's a lot.
They're good.
So good. One time I had to bring back, so I always get a grande iced non-fat latte.
Mm.
And I pulled away and I took a sip and it was so sweet. I almost lost my mind. They took it upon themselves to put syrup in it.
Oh.
They pumped some stuff in it, but I had already had them add a sweetener, and I was like, oh, hey, oh, no. So I had to bring it back and go, sorry, but why am I apologizing?
No, yeah.
I got to stop doing that. Why do women do that?
Yeah. So I have a confession. Can I talk about other stations here when I was an intern?
Sure.
All right. I was an intern.
You want to save it?
Yeah, we should
okay,
break.
Yes.
Save your story.
It's pretty naughty.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, maybe we'll censor you during the commercial break and we'll come back with that.
Night.
And then we'll also come back with our Facebook question. What is the one thing you bought during the pandemic that you regret? We'll get to that coming up next on My Talk. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany's in.
Yup.
Brittany's got a story she wants to share with the rest of the class.
My lawyer said I shouldn't, but I'm going to go ahead and do
it. Okay, just do it.
So when I was an intern, I was on KQ and I was Tom Bernard, the morning show intern. And every day that he was in, which, you know, he does the station show, sometimes not at home, sometimes in. But anytime he was in, he would buy us all coffee.
Oh, nice.
And I would run to whatever. But here's the thing. I get boring stuff, but all the other people got really good stuff. So I'd also ask for one empty cup, and I'd steal some of their drinks to try.
Oh, nice. Well, that's just being resourceful.
That was one of my Bennies, and they always tried, like, the Frappa, you know, Machino, raw iced caramel, whatever. They were just, like, decadent drinks.
And then you take a little sample and then just chug it?
Yes. And I would do that in my car and they'd be like, oh, it took a while. And I'd be like, yeah, it took a while. The coffee people.
Oh,
yeah.
That is so funny.
I'd sit in my car trying everyone's drinks.
Oh my God, that's so great.
It was about them Bennies.
I'm going to do it next time.
No, you're not. Nobody asked you to get coffee.
You don't know me.
I do know you.
Whatever.
We've met. We know each other.
Well, I got to go. Okay, we've got to go to the mailbag.
Mail time.
We were talking about that story, how Amazon spent like almost $500 million on season one of the Lord of the Rings upcoming series.
Yeah.
Jesse says, hi, Donna. I guarantee you'd love Lord of the Rings. Yeah, it can get a little confusing with all the different movies. The best way to start out is to watch the original, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Yes.
The scenery, the music, the environment of these movies is simply gorgeous. Please give it a try. Okay. I will.
That was easy.
I'm going to put it on the list, right?
Here's there you go. List.
Will you let me know what night you do that? And then if it's with her, I want to take an over-under on how long you last. And if it's with Steve, Steve and I are going to do this, or Steve and I will do the same thing.
Okay. Is this going to be like 3 hours of my life that I'll never
get
back?
They're long movies. That's why I don't.
So maybe I'll watch half.
Yeah.
You want it? Yeah, half and half.
But I want to get back to Britney.
Don't watch the director's cut. That's insanely long. Do just the,
What is the deal with that? Is this a Peter Jackson movie? Is he the one who directed these?
Oh, The Lord of the Rings? I'm not sure who directed Lord of the Rings, but. Yeah, they can get a bit long, but
will
fun.
It hold my attention?
I don't know. That's why I feel like you should wait for the series, but I love that the idea of you watching it. Definitely watch that. So technically now people say to watch The Hobbit first. Do not.
Okay.
Because you have to fall in love with the characters, and I think you can do that better if you watch,
the order Fellowship in which they came out.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Brittany came up with our Facebook question for today.
I did. My Facebook question was, what is one thing you bought during the pandemic that you regret?
This is good.
We had a lot of things and a lot of great answers.
You start from the bottom. I'll start from the top.
That's what you said.
Oh, girl, I see what you did there.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you.
Somebody wrote, bigger jeans. I bought way too many, I've quote, sweatpants and fat pants in quotations.
I get it.
Yes, Laura,
Victoria said, I bought a Furbo dog monitor, but I haven't left the house for 2 hours within the past 6 months, so it's useless. I want to get one of those.
Marie wrote, lipstick. She doesn't need it. She's good. Anytime she leaves the house, she's not showing her face. Got it. Totally.
Good point. That's why it's okay to like eat and not look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And just put your mask on. Kara set a coffee table from IKEA that never came, requested my money back, so disappointing.
Samantha was very funny. She had a lot of laughing emojis, so don't attack her. But she wrote, a puppy.
Oh, don't. They're a lot of work, it's true.
Yes.
Delivered food, but only for the weight gain factor, says Lindsay.
Anne, this was really funny because she's like me where she thought this was going to be great and it ended up being terrible. Anne wrote, a tent. I thought I could camp in the backyard. Lasted about 3 days until the wind tore it up.
Oh, no.
I get it, Anne.
Oh.
Gone with the wind. Fabulous.
Candy. Can I tell you, I ordered food for the first time from a particular delivery app.
Okay.
And I was so hungry and I was waiting. I only ordered a salad, so whatever. It was a big salad. And I ordered it from a restaurant that I really like.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but it's through the app.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about drama.
Drama.
I'm waiting. Then I get a notification that says, hey, I'm connecting you with your delivery person.
Yeah, your driver.
The delivery person says, I am so sorry. I've been waiting for a long time for your food. They keep saying it's going to come right out.
Then what?
So then, waiting. 15 more minutes go by. 20 minutes go by.
You're starving at this point.
That's hungry. I could eat my dog.
As much as I love the delivery services, that's kind of what comes with it because there's so many people that want it and not a lot of drivers out there right now. So
wait, keep going. This is going.
So then
what?
I get a phone call.
Shut it.
This is my delivery person. I answer. I'm like, hello, this is Donna. And they're like,
that's
hi.
How you answer the phone? Like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, we'll get that back later. The number. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. They're like, hi, this is the restaurant.
Yeah.
Your delivery person got mad at us and left.
Whoa.
And I'm like, when do I get my food? Whoa. So the delivery person who's supposed to bring me my food got mad because it was taking so long, decided they were just going to leave. I'm like, well, where does that leave me?
Where am I now in this equation? And also, I would feel like if I was you, I'd also say, I just wanted you to know that delivery person does not represent me.
Right. Well, exactly.
Hopefully you talk to the app because whatever app service it is would definitely do you right by giving you a refund, and they would probably give you a voucher for your next
food
for free.
It doesn't matter in that moment because you're hungry. The only solution is filling the void that is your tummy.
So now I'm almost an hour in and they're like, listen, your person is coming back in 10 minutes.
Oh.
Or a person, not that person. Okay. A person is coming back in 10 minutes. The food gets delivered finally. And I just answered the door and went, don't worry about it. And she was like, yeah, I heard what happened. I go, don't worry about it. Gave him a nice tip.
Look at you.
But not all heroes wear capes.
So true. That's Brittany.
Thank you for just, Donna, showing us what it's like.
To be vulnerable.
You are.
Thank
you.
In a food.
One tear is dropping down my face.
I know. Come back tomorrow, will you?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. Have a great day.